And right now joining us, as he does just about every Friday, is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And it's listening to the weather and the forecast. I must be getting used to it because it feels a little warmer out there.
It does.
Today.
You know, you're right. When we get into the mid-teens now, everybody goes, oh, yeah, this is nice. So, but the weather playing a big part in the weekend, because as we were talking before we went on this weekend, well, among other big things, Perchville, USA and the Tawases.
Yes, and it's in full swing. I had a great opportunity last Saturday, along with Senator Stamas, to crown the king and queen at the breakfast, and that was very nice. Great crowd, and of course, it had to kick off with the runners, and it's neat to see Northern Michigan come together as communities to show off what we are,
right.
And it's nice. You know, everybody's happy. People are out and about, and I think it's just great, and of course, this weekend is the Polar Plunge. I understand you're going to be involved. I don't know if you're going to be getting
so.
Yeah. Well, I'm still involved with the one in Alpena, and I wait every year. They call me up and they say, Peter, we'd like you to be involved again this year, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and then they say, we'd like you to MC.
Oh.
And then I say, okay.
There you go. That's a good one. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Exactly. Well, yeah, Perchville this weekend. Then next weekend we were talking, hey, free fishing weekend in Michigan.
It is, and you know, and it's neat when it falls on Valentine's Day,
because
Saturday is Valentine's Day. It's the 14th, and, you know, get out. People that don't have an opportunity or maybe hesitant to buy that license, take your kids out. Take your spouse out. It's a great thing to do, and there's many, many tournaments around the area. Big one in Alpena area, it's called the Real Fun Ice Fishing Tournament, which benefits the River Center. This is their 7th annual, and it'll be on Grand Lake. And it's just an absolute beautiful thing, especially when you get a great weather day to see kids and families out. And it's just nice to see people out.
That's right. Well, I'll be at one also in Oscoda and Van Etten Lake, the Fishing for the Future, put on by the Conservation District. So I'll be out at that one. We'll be doing a broadcast next Saturday. So
excellent. And, you know, Kevin, they're all over northern Michigan and all over the district.
Yeah.
Again, with the free fishing weekend, and I certainly support that. I just think it's a great way to introduce people to ice fishing and you know, it's a good thing, Northern Michigan, get outside.
Yes, exactly. Get outside. Well, we've got some other issues we want to talk about. We could talk all day about fishing and hunting, but there's an issue that you wanted to bring up about electronic filing.
Yes, you know, I mentioned to you before we went on, and of course I know over the years, I formed the Northern Michigan Caucus, where state representatives, basically above M44 or M10 North, we try to get together, and we meet about every 4 to 6 weeks to discuss issues pertaining to Northern Michigan, Democrats and Republicans alike, and we believe that there's a lot of issues that we could stand strong on. And our first official duties or bill or resolution that we just put in this week is a resolution I put together. And what it is our state offices now, many of them, will not take a piece of hard mail. You can't mail to them a form. You can't mail a check-in to pay your a fee or a tax needed to be collected. Everything's got to be electronic.
Yeah.
And so many of our small grocery stores or small party stores, small resorts, or just people at home don't have that technology available to them. So we believe they should be able to take a piece of hard mail. And Kevin, it's gotten so bad that the Treasury will not accept a hard check in a lot of cases. You know, these folks want to be honest. They're above the board. They fill out the form and put the check in the mail, and the state of Michigan kicks it back. It's got to be electronically filed, and it's too difficult, and I don't believe that's right, especially for Northern Michigan. And when you look into it, Kevin, although we think Grand Rapids is a great city and it's got all the Wi-Fi and everything that people need to file, only 75% of homes are geared up for that.
Right.
So what about the rest of them?
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, so we want that to change. So that was our first official duty.
All right. Well, now let's talk about something that everybody's been talking about, the roads. Now, there's a road forecast out there. Is that right?
Yeah, MDOT has, and they invite us in as representatives and senators to give us an update, and locals too, an update on their five-year plan and what roads will be done. And US 23 is scheduled for another project. It may not be this summer. It will probably be next to give us a break, they said, because obviously US 23 has been, for the last 3 years, under construction.
Right.
So that project may not start till 16. But so much is hinged on this ballot initiative for May 5th. Right. And obviously that's a huge topic of conversation. And being the chair of transportation, my office has become the expert on the bill package. And Kevin, to be honest with you, it's very complicated. And it's a challenge. And so far there hasn't been any money spent on the positive of it or the need to vote yes on it. But there's certainly been a lot of information coming out for the people that want to vote no. And it seems like every time the Free Press or the news puts an article out, it's another challenge to passing it. You know, last week it was rail cars that the state of Michigan has and refurbished that aren't using, and at the tune of millions of dollars. But we have to look at this package as a whole. And I mentioned it to you before that I'm going to be running around giving educational information on it, not advocating one way or the other, because it truly is up to the citizens.
Right, yeah. So they can learn more probably by giving you a jingle then.
Absolutely.
You know, if they want to show their support or non-support, I'm sure you'd be happy to take their call.
Absolutely. Call the office. Yeah. And I do suggest to all groups, reach out, find out, look at, see what this is. And again, it can solve a lot of problems, but it's going to cost some money. It's a tax increase.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that's what we've heard the most about, you know, from the governor and from those who are opposed to it, too. So, you know, we've still got a few months to go on that, and I'm sure we're going to hear very many different opinions on it. But when it all comes down to it, it's all going to be on that vote in May, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And we'll have further conversation on it, I'm sure, Kevin, as things develop. But we'll see what comes of that. But, you know, again, MDOT and our local road commissions are still planning their projects out like they have. On May 6th, if the ballot proposal passes or fails, the world will continue to move forward. I can guarantee you that.
That's right. Well, Peter, if they do want more information about anything we've talked about here, you're always very accessible, very easy to get a hold of.
Please, and call my office. My office has all the information on this road package and others. So 517-373-0833, and I'll see you on the ice.
Sounds good, Peter. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Peter Battaglia, state representative from the 106th District, joining us here.